The Guardian.
We believe in 10 years' time, you know, Suntech should be an energy giant, okay, like a BP or Shell of today. So, because this is basically what we're doing is an energy company, and although in the past, the company was founded about 6 years ago, you know, we have grew up almost or sometimes more than 100% every year, but we cannot keep up the demand from our customers, so they are not happy. Okay, so that's mean we even need to grow, you know, even faster, you know, in order to catch up the market demand. And of course, with continued expansion of capacity, and also the value chain, you know, development, and also technology advancement, so that the manufacturing cost is continually driven down. So this is, you know, we create a very positive, you know, catalyst system. So more and more people will be able to use, and more and more demand will be generated.
In terms of technology, how does what you're doing here compare with the best of other countries in the world? Are you neck and neck? Do you still have to catch up? Are you above them?
Yeah, I think at least we're neck to neck, you know, to the best practice in the world. And of course, there's a different definition of the technology. And for this solar cells, the best parameter to describe technology is efficiency, energy conversion efficiency. Okay, how much percentage of sun energy is converted to electricity? So I think there are several, leading companies in the world. You know, I think probably one or two, they have the unique technology to produce efficiency around 20 to 22%. You know, and but again, you know, we believe that manufacturing cost is also proportionally high. So in our industry, we actually there is another sort of more balanced type description of this cost is actually called dollar per watt. Okay, rather than efficiency. Okay, if you spend say $10 to produce, efficiency, then still it's high. So what the Suntech's approach is actually, we produce high efficiency, and but without adding manufacturing cost. If China is like a country, once they realize, gee, we have to use it, otherwise they have no other alternatives. It's like the Chinese market is always leap forward. I believe, like a mobile phone for them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
For renewable energy, we believe a similar thing will happen as well.
What is the main constraint on growth at the moment?
Growth at this moment still is silicon. Okay, that's silicon in availability and price. But we believe from 2009 onwards, so the situation will be eased because there's tremendous investment in the sector, and also there's new technologies also being proven working in the sector.
Question of global warming. Do you think there is enough urgency inside the Chinese government?
That shows urgency, because it's basically Hu Jintao said, is urgency, and is importance. Okay, I think that's the first time, because I mean, for me as a Chinese, I understand how Chinese government works. If they just spend the whole day, okay, all standing committee member, just to discuss this global issue, especially talking about to establish, the capability to cope with global warming, I think which shows a lot of urgency. And also, he requests, in order to cope with this one, this is every individual, every family, and every company responsibility. I think when I saw the TV program, I said, that's a big push.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.